them, thank you.
You're the smart.
Lou, how are you? You ordered, sure did.
Yeah, I think him and Mike was talking about.
Morning, Judge. Good.
Yes.
I'll vote aye.
Okay, I think I wrote that down, let me see.
Well, something we should have been done in about 2 weeks. Look at the air equipment, very next week. It rained 3 straight days over a half mile away, didn't it?
It's 9:05, I'll call this regular meeting of the Commissioners Court of Titus County to order. The record will note that notices have been posted for the appropriate amount of time preceding the convening of this meeting. Let's stand for the pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful day. Thank you for all your many blessings. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to be at this court. As we conduct county business, we pray that the things we do will be for the best interest of the people of this county. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for our state, we pray for our national government, and we pray the things they do, where we will always be able to be free and live in this great country that we live in. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with our men and women that's overseas. We ask you to bring them home safely. Just always be with us, guide us, and protect us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Item number one on the agenda is public comments and or requests for information on non-agenda items in accordance with the Texas Government Code. Do we have any requests? Item two, I don't know if Jenny's going to be here or not, we'll pass that.
She told me she'd be here the next meeting.
Oh, the last meeting?
The last, yes, sir.
Okay.
I have seen the minutes, and there was one correction on the 28th, and I don't have it in front of me. Do you have a copy of the minutes on the 28th? I will say this, the minutes that were done last, at our last meeting, were the most concise and the best ones I've seen. Those were very good.
Is there a motion to table out of three?
So moved.
Second.
Item number four, consider possible approval of the Vine contract.
Hi, Sheriff. Hey, what this Vine contract is, it's in.
Oh, table in the minutes, the all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Ready? This is the Victim Notification Act that, and what it does is when, we have a family violence instance that come in, what this do, they'll either send them a letter, they can notify them by email, or they also will notify them by phone. Now, we do that anyway, by law, we have to do it. So we call anyway. So the question is now, all this whole contract runs through Carl's office, and from what Christie said, what we're understanding, that I believe the comptroller's office, there's a grant that they give the money back to us. Yeah, so now, if they don't reimburse on this, we don't know because it goes through the auditor's office. But from January 1 of 05 till this date, they've notified 662 people. So, I mean, well, they call. Now, we notify them too, though. I mean, they're notified by us also, but now they either sent letters, emails, or phone calls to these people letting them know that they're abusive spouse.
You know, this also provides for notification of inmates in TDC that they're about to be released on parole or any of that.
I don't know if it will. It don't for us now. That it possibly could extend to that. I don't know. We'd have to check into that.
This is primarily.
This is for family violence, what this is.
Violence.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And the issue is now, I think it's like $5,700 for this. As long as they reimburse it, I don't see why it hurt to keep doing it.
Who do we have a contract for? Who do we pay the $5,700? Is it an agency? It's a state.
It's a state.
To contact the victim for.
Yeah. But like I say, now we contact too before we let them go. We call them and we hold the people up to 4 hours after they've been arraigned so that we can. I mean, we can by law. Now, we don't hold them long if we get the notification done, but we can, and we always do. So, it's it's a good deal, but we do the same thing we're already doing. So,
I agree. I think it's a good deal, and I think anytime you have a violent situation like that, it's good to not only y'all to contact the people and let them know, but if the state does it too, that just reinforces maybe
right.
Something won't slip by that we don't know about.
So now if they ever quit reimbursing us on it, since we do it, I would consider cutting it then. But right now, I mean, I think it's...
Carl, do you know if it is reimbursed?
In the past, I haven't looked to see it.
So your recommendation is if we're being reimbursed by
keep
the state,
doing it, yes, sir.
Then to execute the agreement. If not, then...
Yeah, and so far, what Christie said, and we've been reimbursed every year. What I'm saying, in the future, if they quit reimbursing us, we might want to look at it.
No, I move that we approve the Vine contract.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs, second by Commissioner Hinton to approve the Vine contract. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is to consider possibly approve position of additional or of optional fees for calendar year 2011. That is.
The fees that we're discussing here is they're in place right now, is that correct?
Well, we do have county road and bridge fee, which is, you know how much that is?
$10.
Is that what we're currently doing?
Uh-huh.
Child
that
safety.
That comes out of the hall of registration. That $10 comes out of the hall of registration.
Uh-huh.
The child safety fee, are we doing that?
No, we're not.
And then we're not doing transportation. So
that, that we could do the option A. And just do what we've been doing.
Okay, yeah. So we're not doing anything different from what we've done in the past, so yeah, option A would be retain the same fee as 2010. Their motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
That motion in second is to retain the same.
Retain the same fees that we've doing now.
Motion in second to approve the optional fees for county year 2011. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Item number six. Consider possible approved recognizing Tyson County Fair, Tyson County Cares, Sugar Hill, Tyson County Rodeo, and Save T as nonprofit organizations that provide a public service to the county or to a political subdivision located in Moeller and Park, Tyson County, per Attorney General opinion number GA0424.
Judge, as I understand this, what the reason why we need to designate them as a nonprofit organization is so that in the past the county in certain areas have assisted them in what they do, and the Attorney General says they have to be designated as a nonprofit.
That's correct.
And I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion in second to designate those entities as nonprofit organizations providing public service to the county or political subdivision located over in Park County. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Next item is our agenda. Last time.
Judge and Commissioners, as you're aware, City and County have been operating under a mutual fire services agreement for the last 10 years that expires the end of September of this year. We've presented you a new proposed agreement, which essentially is the same as the one we've been operating on. There was a few logistical changes. Some trucks that are no longer existing have been deleted from it and that kind of thing. But other than that, it's substantially the same. We, on the city side, are very pleased with it and think that it has mutually benefited both entities. I think it's benefited you also. As good as your volunteer departments are, they're not on a call immediately for response like Mount Pleasant's are, and we're able to get out there with the truck immediately and then be backed up by the volunteer department. So I think it's helped everybody. We'd like to see you.
So the agreement is a base rate of $370,624 plus annual adder as defined here in, which is 0.75 times the consumer price index.
Right, the 75% of the annual consumer price index.
For Dallas.
Right. For Dallas.
Consumer price index in Dallas.
Right. And that's the same as it's been. We took the rate as it is now. We didn't add or delete anything, and it's exactly the same as it's been. Just continue as it's going.
Why don't we put this back on here because we have something else lumped in here.
There's actually three different agreements. One is fire services, one is emergency preparedness, which allows Larry to do emergency preparedness for the county, and the other was an animal control agreement. Well, we had the fee for all three combined because that's what we get in an annual check from the county initially, and we've separated that out to just this agreement. The other two agreements don't have ending dates. They're just continue until one of us wants to get out of them. So they're not for your consideration since they don't have an ending. This is the only one that had a different turn to it.
Base rate last year?
Sir?
What was our base rate last year?
It would be that number there.
370, 624.
Right.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I make a motion we accept the fire protection city.
There's a second.
Second. And this includes the other two agreements, the one with Larry where he...
We don't sign a contract.
The other two are separate agreements and don't have a termination. We're just letting them continue as they are.
Okay.
This is the only one that had a termination.
Okay, I'm with you now. I thought that both those were...
Our mistake was we had all three payments combined into one.
Okay.
We got that separated out.
Before we vote, I have a question. Chief McGray, I noticed on the provisions relating to the city, one of your responsibilities is to respond to all structure fires within Titus County, providing a minimum of two trucks and two personnel, with the exception of Winfield Talco, possibly with the exception of those. With the purchase of ladder trucks by other volunteer fire departments, does that alter the exceptions? For example, Sugar Hill has a ladder truck, and I think Cookville, do they not have a ladder truck?
No.
Okay.
No, none of the departments call ladder trucks.
They don't? No. Okay.
Those are engines that have tankers on them.
I see.
Tankers is what they...
Tankers is what they purchase lately.
But they're not, not for structure fires?
The engines and tankers are, yes.
Yeah.
The only reason that Talco was exempted before because it is actually a city municipality. We couldn't automatically send Mount Pleasant into city, Talco city limits.
Yeah, but we go, I mean, if they call and ask us to go, we go.
If they ask them to go, they go, but they can't just go in there. Whereas in the county, they don't...
Well, my question is still the same. With the increased amount of equipment that we have in the county departments, is it still imperative that you respond to all structure fires, or will those trucks that they have be satisfactory for that purpose?
No, we still need to go just for the manpower and the trucks.
Well, some of the county are not prepared. They don't have the training to go into the structure fires like the city does. So they have to respond on that. That's one of the reasons.
I think the problem is training and then the volunteer response. And with volunteers, you get a ton of them. Sometimes, a certain kind of day, you may not be any.
Exactly.
So with us being 24 hours and social service, we're always there. And that makes up the difference. They may be 30 minutes late by the time they get their stuff together and get out there. So we're always there.
Where we've had problems in the past is like, one point, Winfield, we had five or six volunteers, but everybody worked. So during the daytime, Mount Pleasant responded. They automatically knew that we didn't have volunteer firefighters there for the first attack. So y'all took off and got there to that structure fire. During the weekend or at night, we had some volunteers that could respond. But that's what you run into, and that's the reason we go with Mount Pleasant responding to ever structure fire.
Correct.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready for the question.
Past, since it's still that way, the city is in charge when you get to any fire threat.
Correct.
Because they do have full-time training, whereas our staffs are volunteers. And I guess that's still the way it is there. Any fire you go to, when you get there,
also, the county has to designate a person to be over, say, for example, a chemical truck had a wreck on Interstate 30. Somebody had to be in charge. It could be the county judge, or it could be like Larry or something. We decided to go with Larry in this situation because of the training and you know what to do. And whether it would be a major wreck on the interstate, chemical wreck or some type, or we have a lot of trains coming through Mount Pleasant. We don't know what type of chemicals on that, so Larry is hidden. When he gets on site or whenever the call comes in, he is the person that makes the calls on that.
So the new equipment that we have in the county, that is of help to the city?
Oh, yes, yeah. it helps everybody in the county, city, county. Most of the time, it's response to calls in the county, but there's been a few times that we've asked them to come into the city if we've needed them. You know, it has to be a really large fire for that to occur.
Okay.
And I know one thing I'd like to say is we have 98% training. 98% of our county volunteer fire departments, the people in them have had the training and has completed their training. So I think we have the highest in the state of all 254 counties. We have the highest training rate. And I know Larry and the department down here in the city puts on a lot of training programs, and I appreciate that.
Another question?
I call a question.
Have a motion and a second to approve the fire protection service agreement between the city and the county beginning October 1st and to renew annually until September 30 of 2020. That's a TV show in this 2020.
I think so.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Our losses. So, number eight, consider the possibly approved Titus County number 324 authorization to maintain the county and district retirement service system plan provisions for plan year 2011. This is something we do each year, isn't it?
Yeah.
So are we just maintaining what
we did? We're just maintaining what we did, but this is an opportunity. If you want to make changes, this is where you do it.
What would we change?
Well, you can put in cost of living adjustments. The problem with cost of living adjustments is when you put them in, you have to put them in every year. You have to go back and vote them in every year. Just because you vote them in this year, that meant they have a cost of living adjustment for this one period, but it doesn't mean you have a cost of living adjustment all the time going forward. You have to re-vote it every year.
And your percentage goes up to
that, and they calculate the additional rate of cost to county to do that. Somewhere in that report should be in there.
Yeah.
We've not done that.
Well, we have not done that.
Never have done that.
That's about the only change I can think of that we have a choice of implementing. We have no one.
Judge, I'm going to make a motion we stay at the rate we're at.
We don't know the rate, but the same plan that we're at.
Plan provision.
Yeah, because they could raise the rate just a little bit on that.
Yeah,
generally,
your actuary will calculate that.
Anyway, I make a motion we stay at the plan, with the plan we're at.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday, seconded by Commissioner Henson. We approve the county district retirement system plan provision for plan year 2011.
I have a question. On this, is our rate now, our contribution rate 9.54%?
I think that's right.
It's 9 something. I don't know what
the state returns it. Once you turn in a deal saying we're not changing anything, they will send us back a deal telling us what our rate for the year is. Our rates are determined by a lot of things. The age of your group, the return rate they're making on their money, which probably is not very much right now. That's the main reason that the rate's been going up. The employee matching rate stays at 7%. It does not change. Every employee has put 7% of their check into the retirement system if they're a full-time employee. The matching part of the county is determined by what you do with these plans, and then the actuary determines the actuary based on all the variables. They will contact us back to us. That's what we're doing. But
this rate hadn't gone up 2% in 20 years. It's 20 years ago.
Second to approve items number 9, 10, 11, and 12, relate, you know, y'all recall from last meeting that we tabled the adoption of the disadvantaged business enterprise program manual and memorandum of understanding and the interlocal agreement between the county and TxDOT covering inspection services and the appropriate resolution related to it. I talked to Bob Ratcliffe and Dennis Beckham Thursday, I believe. And since those are agreements between TxDOT and us, it only seems logical to me that TxDOT look at them first to make sure that everything was in there that needed to be in there. And accordingly, I have forwarded those to TxDOT in Atlanta for them to look at and approve and return to us. So I would ask for each of these items that we table again and receive them back from TxDOT.
So moved.
Second.
Is that on each item?
Yes, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Motion and second by, motion by Commissioner McAvoy, second by Commissioner Fields, that we table each of these items, item number 9, 10, 11, and 12. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion to carry unanimously. Item number 13 and 14 deal with moving voting boxes. We have to do this at this time so it can be submitted to the Department of Justice in plenty of time for local general election. First one is moving box one all through to Shepherd Street Church, located at 802 Shepherd Street. That's voting box number one. And I think the reason there is it's just gotten some troublesome and congested. Corporate, that everyone's well-being, and it's proposed to move to corporate coming to Shepherd Street.
Judge, that's in my precinct. I don't have a problem with that. I make that motion.
There a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Fields, seconded by Commissioner Boggs, that we approve moving the voting location, the voting box one from Corporate School to Shepherd Street Church. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Also, item number 14, consider and possibly approve moving voting box 11, which is Winfield, from the Mission Church to the Winfield School located at 113
This is for what now?
For Teresa and for Deborah to go to school.
County Clerk's Office, Ms. Price, Charity Jeffrey. This is the annual Texas College of Probate Judges, or put on for the Texas College of Probate Judges.
She's not here to answer why that's important to her.
Well, let's see. Apparently, the registration is the same amount now if received by August 13th. Still the same. So that means, I guess, we could act on it at the next meeting. There's still be time to register.
I'm going to do that.
Y'all want to postpone that one? Ms. Adams is in September. I'm assuming that this is probably their annual certification workshop, probably.
Move we approve that one.
Is there a second on the district clerks?
Second.
Motion and second to approve the district clerk's request and to, for the September workshop. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried unanimously.
Where was the probate judge?
That's in Fort Worth. I'll be taking it back up.
Next meeting.
That's all the travel requests.
Yes, sir.
Oral written reports, county officials, do we have any oral reports anybody wants to give? Fire department reports and other written reports. District clerk's office, yeah, the cash report, any questions on any of those?
I have a question on the treasurer's report. We said the treasurer's report. We're not here yet?
No.
Okay.
We're not.
It's a separate agenda.
Our jail paper, all right.
It did.
Franklin County. Is there a motion on the accepting the oral written report?
Make that motion.
Your second.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Fields, seconded by Commissioner Henson. Approve oral and written reports. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried unanimously. Item number 17 is consider possible take action on the treasurer's report. Did you have a question? Treasurer's report.
Ms. Ray, it's come to my attention that there's been some problems with checks that are not getting to vendors, that they come through the business office, the auditor's office, and then they don't get to the vendors. Can you help me out with that?
I'm not changing my policy at all.
What is your policy?
My policy is at the board. I get bills, go downstairs, run them, take them upstairs, increase the sign of Paul's name, go back downstairs, check the invoices with the pay orders, put them together, and all that stuff. I put the checks in envelopes, go to the mailroom, put the postage on, and the post office.
Okay. So, why are they not getting to the vendors?
I don't know. I don't have anything to do with the post office.
So it's the post offices?
Well, I don't know. I called them.
Yeah, I have. There's 56 of them since the first of the year.
Sir?
There's 56 checks that have not reached vendors since the first of the year. So you're saying the post office has lost 56 pieces of mail? Well, I've been in business 29 years and I've only lost two or three. So you're saying that the mail, that the post office has lost 56 pieces of our mail?
If the vendors are not getting their things, I don't have anything to do with that.
Okay.
Box.
Well, this last week, Precinct 1 paid $100 in late fees on checks that were cut, signed, and not delivered. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to send Precinct 1's checks for payment by certified mail with return receipt requested, and I'll cover the fees. I'll cover the fees for the certified document. Okay? Thank you. I move that we accept the treasurer's report.
Second.
Three different accounts. Some send Techstar, Techpool, some is with Guarantee Financial, and the majority of it is with is in the bank.
They were supposed to have done that year. We got the money for the right of way, and then they haven't been able to.
They backed off of it, I guess, didn't have enough to it.
But that's still.
That's still pending, so that money is sitting there for that project.
Okay.
That $897,000 is up in that highway right of way fund is a 1971 bond that was issued for the. At that time, I'm assuming it was for the expected four lane.
Green carpet round.
Our part of it.
Well, that may have died from Mayor Day.
That's
that's how much?
$897,000.
Is there a right-of-way fund for the Loop project?
It's just included in the budget line inside that.
$44 million? Okay. Is that $4.5 million disbursement, right-of-way disbursements that we've done so far?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head how much we've spent on right-of-way, but they, when their bills are paid, come through, it's in there, and it's on the monthly reports.
It's more than $4.5 million.
Yeah.
Well, maybe 5.2.
Yeah, it's something I remember.
I think it's like $20 million budgeted there, and that line item.
Yeah. Motion by Commissioner Box, seconded by Commissioner Fields to approve Treasury report. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
One other request I have, the ticket that comes off that certified postage, could that be put in my box, please? Thank you.
Item 18, we have budget amendments.
No, sir.
Item 19, sign pay orders and approve payments.
Make a motion to pay our bills.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Huckabee, seconded by Commissioner Hens, pay our bills. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Closing comments, Mr. Fox.
I have none, Judge.
Fields.
Judge, the only thing, you know, last year at the county park, we did a jamboree out there. Really worked well. We got to be coming back to the court. We're wanting to change the dates from September. I believe it was the second week of September. The only inconvenience we had out there last year, it got pretty hot. We were looking at changing that to September, the second week of October. But I was good with the people who did it. It was really good. I think the people really enjoyed it. Had a lot of good picking and singing out there, and it's once I get that date off my back, of course, put that on the agenda, and then once it goes, they would like to do it again, and I think it was very good.
Appreciate all of y'all being here this morning. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.